Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Kim Duramo with MindBody TV. Welcome to our Facebook Live, or if you're listening to the recording, welcome. I am super excited to share this topic with you today about how our emotions can keep us sick and keep us stuck and keep us in these old patterns that are not necessarily a physical cause for the illness, but can create physical discord and physical imbalance and all kinds of medical illness. I am a mind-body physician. I'm board certified in emergency medicine, but I'm also an osteopathic doctor. So I've been practicing and sharing mind-body medicine for decades and using this for myself to heal a chronic illness when doctors told me they really wasn't anything that could be done, and have assisted thousands of people to release these patterns that have kept them stuck in illness and fatigue, autoimmune disease, pain, patterns that sometimes are kind of a conundrum medically, but when we approach it from an energetic and emotional standpoint, it's pretty magical what the body can do, what it can overcome, and how quickly and fluidly healing can happen. So welcome to this episode of MindBody TV. I welcome your questions, your comments, your insights, anything that comes up during this broadcast, and then I'll kind of go over, if you're watching the recording, to look in the next couple days to see what questions I can answer. I can be found at drkimd.com, and today we're going to talk about releasing the stuck emotions that keep you sick. So welcome. One of the most important things we can do to open to health is to connect with our body, to actually live in the body, which sounds like, well, where else could I be living? But most of us are living in a projection. The future, the past, thinking about other people and what they require, what they need from me, or thinking about kind of my identity, and I've got to uphold this identity, and here's what I can do, and here's what I can't do, and here's what I'm supposed to be, and trying to live this contrived version of ourselves. When we connect with the body, we can connect with the essence of what life is calling us to be. And when we align with that, we flourish physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, relationship-wise, in love, in every area. We begin to flourish when we align with the truth of who we are. Sometimes we have a lot of judgments about what that is, or what it's supposed to be, or what it is supposed to look like, or we have all kinds of things that we can bring up, and so we avoid it, or we just don't even look. So then we live in this kind of altered version of ourself, and we cut ourselves off from source, we cut ourselves off from health, and we cut ourselves off from all of the things that allow the body to heal. So if you are experiencing something where you're, you know, in the same patterns over and over, I'm not healing, I'm not getting better, I'm trying so hard, I'm doing every program, I'm doing all these special diets, I'm seeing every doctor, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm really open, I'm trying, and still you're not living in freedom and fulfillment and vitality, this is where we want to look. This is where we want to look at what's happening in our energy body, what's happening emotionally, what's happening underneath the surface. Like, why am I even taking these supplements? Why am I even trying to heal? There can be these patterns that we have emotionally that keep us from ever healing, no matter if we have the best medicine in the world, the most organic diet, or you know, the best discipline. It won't work until we're in this alignment. So welcome to this episode, and I'm super excited to share. I think a lot of us don't have the awareness of our emotions, so this is a really important topic as a doctor to be sharing with other people, as far as how this has assisted me in really opening to receive my life, having experienced a chronic illness, an autoimmune disease, problems with the thyroid, chronic fatigue syndrome. Like, it was so bad, and it was so stuck, and it was so impossible. And when I finally began to open to myself was when everything changed, and it changed very, very quickly for me. Most people, that is the case. Your body has an amazing resilience, where when you come into this energetic, emotional alignment, the physical alignment can you know, come right in. It could be days, it could be, you know, maybe it's weeks, but for so many people, they're sick for years. And so let's explore this. On my website, I have this quiz that talks about these three patterns. And this is when I was practicing osteopathic medicine. I did a fellowship, started working with people with chronic illness, chronic fatigue, chronic pain. And there are a lot of women who came to see me, and they were in this desperate space of like, oh my God, I've tried everything. And I started to notice they fell into these three categories. One was the people, and it was men and women, but most commonly this occurred in women, where they're really, really driven. I'm going to fight. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to, you know, mind over body. I'm going to figure this out. And they would resource themselves and they would persist. And they're battling their illness, battling their symptoms, battling pain, and trying to overcome. Now, this was me. This was exactly the pattern that I fell into when I had this like 2 years, a year to 2 year chronic illness. And it did show up in my lab results, and it did show up in a autoimmune disease. But for a while, it was just this obscure unknown of like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with you. We don't find anything wrong with you. And maybe you need antidepressants, and just shooting in the dark. And after, you know, a couple years of dealing with this severe pain all over my body, joint pain, neck pain, back pain, it was really, you know, I couldn't run anymore. But then the fatigue, which was like the bane of my existence, I got to fight the fatigue, I got to overcome the fatigue. This was the pattern I was in. And so for a lot of these women, and I call this pattern battling your body. For a lot of these women, I realized like, wait a minute, it's a fight. Health cannot come through a fight. If we're in a battle, we're geared up, we're ready to go, we're in fight or flight, we're overrun. And that's not the harmony that's required to create health. So what are all the emotions that I'm unwilling to face? Because for me, it was this like shame or embarrassment or not good enough. And so I had to go, 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 and had to achieve, 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 achieve. And that's a lot of what I saw in that pattern, in that sort of category of women. And that was a majority, certainly more than half of the people who were in this chronic illness pattern. The second one was people in this, I call primal fear, living in this fear like, oh my God, I'm not okay, something's wrong with me. And I had some of that going on too. I'm not okay, I'm broken, I've got to fix it. There's a problem, I've got to fix it, I've got to figure it out, work at it, solve it. I've constantly like dealing with this, there's something wrong with me, I need to fix this. And that's another foundational error. If you're standing in the foundation of there's something wrong with me, it doesn't matter how hard you work or how many solutions you come upon, you're still in a foundation that is disharmonic. Your body can't be in the harmony of health when you're standing in that belief system. And so emotionally, what comes up with that, with the fear and the intensity of the, I can't just surrender and let go because there's something wrong. It will get worse, or I'll get worse, or I'll just fall apart. The third pattern is what I call perpetual victim, where it's like I'm always getting pummeled by life. And you'll hear, and I hear these women speak about, well, I felt good for a little while, but I'm sure it's not going to last for long. Or, well, nothing works for me. I've already tried everything, and, you know, none of those things work for me. Or, I've seen every doctor, and, you know, this doctor had no idea what he's doing, or this happened here. And, like, blaming the outside world, blaming my circumstances, blaming other people, blaming my illness, blaming my genetics, like whatever, blaming my mother, where I'm in this standpoint where like I can't find the responsibility. Like, wait a minute, what do you mean it's my responsibility? You're saying it's my fault? So that these group of women would get very defensive if I would begin to approach that somehow their state of being was part of the equation. Like, well, what do you mean? So it's my fault I'm sick? And so we go into this like victim state and defensive state and protection. And that's not what's happening at all. It's never our fault. It's never anyone else's fault, but it can be our responsibility. So if we can get out of victim, which happens for all of us, like we've all experienced being like, oh God, life is happening to me. And what the heck do I do? And if we can snap out of it and remember like life is not ever happening to me, I am part of the resistance that I'm experiencing. So can I have compassion for myself and my resistance without making myself wrong, without blaming myself, without being, you know, needing to defend it, but just look at like, wait, where is there a part of me where I'm creating this, where I'm resisting what I require? And so that's kind of the third group where I would see these women who would be in these stuck patterns and not getting better. So I always kind of mention there's a big difference between acute illness and chronic illness. Acute, where it's like, boom, here's the problem, let's fix it, you're good, and your health is intact, your health is kind of on board for solving the problem. Maybe you need an antibiotic, maybe you need a surgical procedure, remove a tumor, whatever, and then your body cleans it up and you come into your flourishing health. But on the other side of things with a chronic illness, I'm sick and I'm not getting better. I'm doing everything I can and I'm not getting better. I'm eating this restrictive diet that, you know, maybe I'm giving up gluten or dairy or sugar or whatever, and I'm not getting better. So we can get temporary results, but we got to keep chasing it and chasing it and chasing it because there's a block to health. So in that second category of the chronic illness and illness that's not getting better, no matter what I do, or I have to keep doing it and doing it and doing it in order to tread water and stay afloat, there's always a blockage to health. And so today we're really looking at how emotional energy, stuck emotions, where we've not really completed, stays in the body and blocks health. Just yesterday, I went to bring my daughter to gymnastics, and I ran into a really special woman, a friend of mine, and we got to take this walk together while the kids were in gymnastics. And she shared, like, hey, I've watched some of your videos, and they're amazing, and they're so inspiring, and they really align with the wisdom that I know inside, and here's what I've been dealing with. And she shared this kind of like this chronic autoimmune pattern and illness and fatigue and different things she's had going on. And she said, you know, no one can find out what's wrong. It's not really manifesting in the lab. It's not really showing up that way, but I'm not well. I'm not healthy. And it's ever since I had my daughter, who was her third child. And this is really, really common where we have a delivery of a baby. We have a child. And we're not really taught to allow ourselves to come forth into this birth as well. Like, it's the death of my old self and the birth of my new self is I, as a mother, deliver a child, right? And we are not taught anything about that. It's like, oh, jump back in, and this is who I am. I'm who I always was, and now I'm going to keep going. The way people relate to you is the same as who you were yesterday, but you're not the same. And through the process of the pregnancy, which I am pregnant right now, it's amazing to be embracing this incredible spiritual connected time. But I've learned a lot about how to move through this, that I am birthing my new self as I'm birthing my child to be. And so we talked about that a lot. She talked about these emotions of where she felt so like driven, like, I don't want to give up my job. I don't want to give my identity. I don't want to give up, you know, what if I've worked so hard for this and I'm just going to let it go and will it be okay? So a lot of fear and identity and things like that. But also a lot of disconnected. We can be really disconnected from our body. And the pregnancy can really call us into a way deeper connection with our body. But it requires that we meet all of those dark spaces we may have avoided. We meet our deepest fears, especially becoming a parent, because you're like, oh my gosh, all the things that can happen now. It's like your heart is outside your body running around in the world, and there can be so much fear. So will I parent from fear, or will I parent from love? And to parent from love, I really must meet all the dark spaces in me. There is nothing wrong with emotions. We kind of think of positive emotion, negative emotion. I want to be positive. I shouldn't be negative. And that's total BS. It's just a belief system. And it's toxic because our emotions are just energy in motion. It's energy that wants to move through your body. You can move through it cyclically. It can be a beautiful experience of like, oh my God, intense anger. I breathe in, I breathe out. I'm more fully alive. The body is more fully in health. But when we resist those emotions, like this fear, no, I got to be positive, I got to be positive, I don't want to feel this, and we suppress it, we're kind of like living from the neck up. I'm good. Everything's fine. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to do my affirmations. I'm going to do my yoga. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to take my supplements. And I'm living from here up. But there's not a full embodiment of who I'm really here to be. So I can't receive my wisdom and guidance and insight. I can't have clarity and knowing of like, oh, what really contributes to me? And then I get confused and I'm like, oh, I'm in my mind. I should do this. I should do that. Let me read this book and find out what I should be eating. It's a goose chase. We're just constantly on this hamster wheel when we live from the neck up. To really connect with the body requires that we be willing to feel our emotions. So, I'm going to look at the questions and comments really quickly and then talk about something that happened this morning in yoga that was really profound about fear. So welcome to everybody who's here and lots of love back. Someone's writing, my lab results never show what's going on the moment I take them. It's an energy alignment, correct? Sometimes labs, so there's a lag between the energetic state you're in. Like if you're in joy, we've seen scientifically that the energy state, your electromagnetic field will emit a higher frequency, a more harmonic frequency. It's called concordance, where the heart rate is in a smooth, steady flow. Your breathing rate is in a smooth, steady flow. Your blood pressure normalizes when you're in these emotions where there's no resistance. Typically, the emotions that we don't resist are the positive emotions. I'm in joy. I'm in love. I'm in this sense of freedom. And there's harmony in the physical body. This can be detected up to 8 to 10 feet away from the physical body. So just like we do an EKG and you're, you know, inches away from the heart, it can detect what's happening electromagnetically in the heart. The same is true for the body. We can kind of come away from the body slightly and still tune into the electromagnetic field of your body. Institute for Heart Math has a ton of great research on this, like demonstrating what this is about. And then the emotions like quote-unquote lower emotions or negative emotions where we have more resistance, anger, fear, frustration, when we go into those spaces, it's disharmonic to the body. And you'll see more irritability in the heart rate, you know, how it changes, more disconnection between your breathing, you know, flow of breathing and what's happening in your heart, your blood pressure. So all these things begin to come out of alignment, out of a healthy flow when you're in emotional resistance. Now, I want to say something up front here. When we think about like the emotional scale, these higher emotions of joy and freedom and the lower emotions of anger and fear, it isn't that there's anything good or bad or right or wrong about any particular emotion. It's that we hold more resistance to those lower emotions. If we can be in fluidity with those lower emotions, it doesn't have the same physiologic effect on your body. It doesn't have a negative, toxic, inflammatory consequence. That is really, really important and really powerful. Someone says, I have the lingering fear all this day. I am breathing through it and trying everything. Nothing seems to be moving. Alice, thanks for asking. What can I do? It's not a matter of like, I got to make this emotion move. I got to make it move. It's not okay. But simply embracing what I'm feeling in the moment. So if I'm embracing it so I can make it move, that's resistance. Like, okay, I love you. It's all good. I'm in harmony with what I'm feeling right now. Why isn't it going away? Why isn't it going away? It's not okay. I'm in resistance. I'm in judgment of what I'm feeling. It's a little tricky. And in the Instant Elevation program that I've created, it helps you create that harmony in your body with all of the energies, with all of the emotions, so that you can consistently move through every moment of life in fluidity and in harmony. And of course, that's going to have a really powerful effect on your body, on your health, on your relationships, but it just makes your life enjoyable, where I can be in joy and appreciation with whatever is arising. So just a little piece about that. And thanks for asking that. So when there's a video on my website at drkimd.com, and it's basically explaining this whole resistance where we resist emotions. It's not the emotion itself that causes the toxicity. It's resistance to that emotion. And it's definitely worth viewing because for me, that was so insightful to get out of the like, be positive kind of bandwagon, or don't be negative, or what some people do too, kind of what Alice is saying. You're like, I'm having a negative emotion and now I'm in fear because I know it's toxic to have negative emotions and now I'm creating more illness and that's bad. Whoa, 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 whoa. Shake yourself off. Let all that stuff go. It's just a belief system. It's not going to serve you to operate that way. You don't have to be positive in order to be in harmony. In fact, so many times being positive is a stress state. So dump it. Just you can move, paint with all the colors. You can allow all of the emotions. I want to look through a couple more questions. I noticed that Randy says, what I noticed has come up is a feeling of shame that I haven't gotten past these blocks with all the work I've done, and also feeling that it's my fault. Good to see. Especially around the money blocks. I found a functional medicine doctor that I feel good about working with, but there's no money for it. Things are even more tight than ever before, and I feel such frustration around all of it. So part of what's happening is the perspective of things are tight, things are tight, things are tight. It's holding you in a pattern. When we're in that pattern, we can't see new possibilities. We can't see beyond that quote-unquote reality. So it seems so real and so compressed and impossible. And we'll stay in that pattern as long as we keep staring at it and buying into it. So just let yourself notice it instead. Like, yoga is great for this because it's like you go into the witnesser. You go into the observer. You allow your breath to be your breath. And you allow these thoughts to float by, like, oh, there's no money, it's tight, it's tight, I don't have what I need. Okay, I breathe in, I breathe out. And I can embrace like 2% more serenity just in that moment. And that's enough. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm completely free from that fear. Just that little bit of opening creates enough space for me to perceive and receive something different. Gail says, do you mean the aura field? Your aura, so auric field is like an energy field. And yes, we are detecting subtle shifts in the energy around your body, the energy that your body is emitting. So we can think of how that's related to the aura, which, you know, is just the energy, the flow of the ions and the electrons and the space around your body and the frequency of the space around your body. Some people can actually visualize it and see it. There's ways you can learn how to do that and adjust your perception so you can perceive really subtle fields of energy. Do you suggest releasing fear for a few moments? Not to get that moment going. I practice, and it's great with yoga, you practice being in the body. When fear arises, to move into it. To breathe into it, to surrender into it, to let it move through. When I allowed my body to heal from that chronic illness, I had been trying to heal myself, heal myself, heal myself. It didn't work. What really worked was to surrender, to like kind of stop fighting everything I was feeling and allow myself to be healed, allow my body to restore itself. So I didn't have to do the healing. I didn't have to figure it out or work at it or get disciplined enough or focus. I could simply allow, and by releasing the resistance and being willing to feel the fear, being willing to feel the shame, and being willing to feel the wrongness of me, like Randy's saying, why haven't I gotten past these blocks? That's what I was doing to myself, like making myself wrong. And when I finally started to say, what's right about this I'm not getting, what's right about me and how I've done it, that's when so much more opened. So just, I would invite you just to receive that. Receive that you're noticing there's the shame, there's this wrongness of me, and then the idea, I should have gotten past these. I've done so much work. I should be somewhere, you know, I should be beyond this. We can only invite healing when we enter the space we are in, the space we're in right now. And that means acceptance. That means embracing. And so if you look at the emotional scale, embracing where I am releases the resistance to that emotion, releases the resistance to my state, to my reality, to my experience. When I can embrace it, I'm no longer holding things in place by holding resistance. So it's really, really powerful. Okay, and so, yeah, sometimes we find, like she's saying, I found this functional medicine doc, and then there's no money. sometimes we find a solution and the mind thinks, yes, 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 I need this. If I do this, everything's going to be good. I just have to do this thing. And life's like, nope, there's no resources for that. We're not doing that. Usually that's an indication that it isn't truly a fit. It isn't truly required. We're buying into BS, a belief system again, and trying to like make it happen. And so can you just receive like, okay, there's that resource. And if it's truly a fit, I'll receive it. I receive all things in grace and ease. Because what happens, and it happens a lot, people are like, I want to do your program. I want to do this. I know it's a fit for me, but I don't have money. I can't do this. I can't do that. And if they can release that I can't and simply choose, I'm going to receive everything that's really a contribution to me, and however it comes, it is fine with me. And then let go of the attachment and let go of the perception that it's not there. And people will always call me up and be like, oh my God, the craziest thing happened. The $5,000 came into my account, or, you know, so-and-so gifted me this exactly the amount of money that I needed for this program. And I'm going on that, your retreat, or I'm doing your online program. And, you know, but you've got to align with it first. You've got to align with it. Even though the mind says, no, 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 you can't. It's not there. It's not possible. That's fear. So take a deep breath here. Let your body relax. Let your breathing deepen and slow. Hi, Jane. Hi, everybody who's given a wave and a heart. I love the comments. Okay, so just enter into your body and close your eyes for a moment. And so then feel whatever it is you feel. To become acquainted with what you feel in the body, so use rhythmic breathing, just breathing in, breathing out. Relax your shoulders, relax your belly. A lot of times we're not aware of what we feel in the body. So it's like, I don't know what I feel emotionally. It's because our brain is shut down to registering that information. We haven't been paying attention to it. We've been shutting it out purposely. We've been carrying on, boom, boom, boom. We've been in fight or flight, which shuts off our emotional awareness. So you've got to actually let yourself come into a deeper state. And then you could just like touch your body. Like if you've got, I have my shoulders exposed, so skin on skin. It might just be your arm or your hand where you could touch your skin on skin. Touch your skin on your neck. Let yourself begin to feel your physical body. Put your hands on your thighs. It really grounds you into your pelvis, into your core. Just feel your physical body. So if you wanted to begin to tune into the emotions, you're entraining your brain. Begin by feeling your physical body. The physical body will access you to the emotional body, to the mental body. And so you can just do this practice anytime you feel ungrounded, anytime you feel anxious, anytime you feel frustrated, or there's like these questions like, wait, this is a conundrum, like Randy's saying, but I've tried this and I thought I got past this and I haven't gotten past it. Okay, you're in your mind. So just let yourself come into the body. Wait, what's actually happening right now? Your body will not lie. Your body accesses you to your wisdom, accesses you to your truth. This is amazingly insightful for making choices in your life, in your work, in your relationship. But it is essential for making choices in your health. So take another deep breath in. Let it go. All the ways you may feel scattered, scampering around. What should I do? What should I not do? What should I eat? What should I not eat? Who should I go to as a practitioner? Should I do this thing? Should I buy this product? You've got to get out of your mind, which has so many judgments, assumptions, conclusions, expectations, beliefs, and just let yourself come into the body. Let yourself come into the heart. Let yourself begin to feel what's really happening right now. Your body's wisdom is registering all of it, but you don't access it when you're in that discord and disconnection and fight or flight, when there are emotions you haven't been willing to meet. So let yourself be willing, like, I'm willing to feel everything that's happening in my body right now. Now, the first thing that's going to come up, and when people participate in the Instant Elevation program or in my live group program, Embracing Health, they'll be like, whoa, this shit is hitting the fan. I'm beginning to feel everything, but this is not good. I don't want to feel these things. Everything's getting worse. That's part of the process. So we can expand and begin to come into more joy. But very often, as we expand, we become can more connected with our deepest pain, our deepest fear? Will I be willing to meet that with compassion so that that energy can move fluidly through? Or will I judge it and resist it? That is the biggest key to how quickly we heal. All right, I see Alice says, but how not to resist it if it all comes automatically? If it comes automatically, maybe you're trying to say. It's the same thing. Maybe you can clarify that question because I don't really understand it. But what we resist persists. So it's like, even though it's this unwanted thing, I don't want to feel fear. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel the things I don't want to feel. I'm not willing to move through those emotions. So become aware of that. Okay, I'm not willing to move through this. So it's going to be in here for a little longer. And I'm going to more consciously experience the repercussions of that or the consequences of that. And then I can become more awakened to how much pain it's causing me, to how much limitation it's causing me. And then my willingness can dramatically increase. Like, whoa, I'm not willing to lose the love of my life. Whoa, I'm not willing to lose the ability to enjoy my health. Whoa, I'm not willing to lose that I don't get to have work I love. I'm willing to meet all of this depth, all of the darkness. And I had a really great question today. So the mind-body community is where I interact a lot with people in my community. That's a Facebook group I've created. And someone had just mentioned, I'm just going to try and look for it. They had this immense fear that was coming up and like, whoa, I went to meet it more fully. And there was this panic and the anxiety and everything that came up. But I practiced the tools that were in the program and allowed the energy to move and embraced what was happening. And it was this like opening. And then there was this tightness in my chest. And then I just presenced it, you know, like she used the tools that I'm sharing here of the embodiment. And she shared that it opened, like she could feel it after just a few deep breaths, like this opening of the tension she felt. It was in her solar plexus. And then she woke up the next morning and felt better than she had in like months and months and months, like felt a sense of well-being, felt a sense of health. Her body was, you had released so much energy. But it is very often that people will say like, whoa, I'm doing this, but like so much more is coming up. And then the piece I wanted to mention about that comment, she said, one of the things that came up was this like, whoa, it'll never go away. It's this like unbelievable despair. It's not okay. I'm not okay. It's too much. And went into that space. And so I encouraged her like, yes, that is the perfect place to be in. The mind will register when I feel that intense despair that it's bottomless, that it's never ending, that it will swallow me whole, that I'll never get beyond it. And that's just part of the energy that's moving. It's part of that emotion of despair. Can I still say yes and take a deep breath in and take a deep breath out and presence what I'm feeling? When it's that deep, when it's that intense. And that's what happens when, like Alice is saying, or Randy's saying, like, I've done so much work. Haven't I moved through this already? It's like the deeper layer and the deeper layer, because as my willingness and my embracing of pure love, it has expanded, I can allow more of that depth of darkness to move through. I can sit more willingly in the space of that despair. It's my despair. It's the despair of humanity. Who knows? Where did it come from? Doesn't matter. You don't have to do psychoanalysis on any of it or figure out like, whoa, when I was 3 years old, this happened. It doesn't matter. When we connect with the body, we allow source to come through and clear out what's clearing out. We allow the depth of it to clear. So it might be in layers. It might be like, hey, I've been here before. It's okay to be willing to sit through another 3 breaths of that energy. You're clearing out more of it. Okay. I'm just going to read through some more comments. Can Parkinson's disease be healed in doing this practice? Patty, it's a great question. The neurologic system is very susceptible to our frequency, to that, you know, inflammatory vibe and for that, all of that resistance that can come up. So yes, it can be assisted. And it isn't about like, oh, I cured it, I didn't cure it, and having an expectation for what's supposed to happen, but it deeply, deeply nourishes the brain and the nervous system when we move into a more harmonic state emotionally. So especially for a Parkinson's patient where there's so much irritability in the nervous system, where the nervous system is going awry and not getting what it needs, that this kind of work is really, really powerfully healing. Okay, it says G has asked, or has said, is there a great exercise such as EFT to strengthen your aura field? Yes, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and I had a Mind Body TV episode about this a few weeks back where we did some tapping, is really, really powerful to nurture the nervous system, to nurture your immune system, to allow your system to just kind of like so you release resistance. And that is what allows the body to release energy, to balance out emotions, and now you're emitting a new vibe, a new frequency, a new electromagnetic signal, and that shifts your auric field. When we use something like EFT or any of this to try to get somewhere, to try to strengthen my aura, because I have this belief my aura is not okay, it's you're kind of holding in two sides of the equation at the same time. So the way I use EFT, and I have a great program at drkimd.com. I think it's drkimd.com/EFT, where I'll walk you through the exercises of EFT and how to use it and how to release the stress in the amygdala, retrain your brain. But the way I do it, it's really important that this is a difference, is to nurture your system, is to release resistance. That is all you need to do. I love and accept myself fully. It's okay for me to release this. It's okay for me to receive what I need. The work of healing happens on its own. If I'm trying to do EFT to make the healing happen, I gotta feel better. I gotta feel better. Oh God, it's not working. I still feel bad. That's when I'm in resistance. I'm using it in resistance and I'm creating more resistance. And you do not need to do that. You do not need to try to heal yourself. You can simply allow yourself to come back into your natural state. And that's what I created with the Instant Elevation program, which is at drkimd.com/IEP. And that is, it's a beautiful, really harmonic way of relating with the body and coming back into this alignment that allows you to restore health. Okay, Chrissy, I'm loving this talk. Thank you. It's so affirming and gives clarity to how to release resistance. Thank you for defining it and explaining it. Thank you. Yeah, the more I've come into my own alignment, the more what I share is assisting others in aligning with their truth and aligning with their wisdom. So whenever you listen to like a teacher or speaker or, you know, a yogi or whatever, is this connecting me with my truth? Your body will not lie, because sometimes there's stuff you're learning and it's like, oh God, I should do this. I should do that. Oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. I should be doing this thing. Oh God, we got to gear up. Okay, I'm going to gear up. I'm going to do these things and then I'm going to get better. And you might sort of have a little temporary uplift from that, but it's not the same as the true serenity that comes when you have someone who's sharing, who aligns you with your own truth. Because then it's like, oh yeah, it's already here. I'm already in it. There's nowhere to get. I can open to my health right now. And so there isn't that urgency. I was in that for years of like, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. And okay, I'm gonna make it somewhere and things will be good. Or like, hey, my New Year's resolutions, I'm gonna make this happen this year. And there is so much urgency to it. And that isn't the same as true serenity. This is free. It's within us. It's your gift. It's your birthright. So any teacher who brings you into greater alignment and connection with that is definitely worth investing in. Or if it feels like a true heart's desire for you, like, yes, I'm choosing this, choose it. Even if it seems like the mind's like, but it makes no sense. Or even if the mind's like, but we don't have the resources, we can't do that. Or if it's a doubt like, oh, but last time we did that, it didn't work out so well. It's probably not going to work this time. Let the mind do what it's going to do and follow the resonance of your yes. That's actually one of the tools in my book, The Mind Body Toolkit, is say yes to your yeses. Emily asks, so if the money doesn't appear, does that mean it wasn't meant to be, at least not at that time? It's not necessarily that, it's just that it's irrelevant. So, okay, I'm going to choose this resource and I'm having this and I know it's a fit. And I'm like, all right, I can get curious around where the resource is going to come from. And without a conclusion that, because I know I have to do this thing, I'm supposed to do this thing, I've got to do this thing, it's got to come in. I can just be in like, what is going to contribute the most to me. I'm ready to receive this. And if it is what contributes the most to me, the resources will come in. And so, yeah, a lot of times we're in these conclusions. And for me, it was years of like investing in things that were to fix me, investing in things that were trying to get somewhere, investing in things, programs, coaching programs, whatever, out of urgency. And always it would deplete me. And so I started to say, what's right about this? I'm not getting. How is this the best investment I ever made? Because now it made me realize, like, I can let all that crap go. I don't need to choose from urgency. I don't need that. And I chose, and it was a really huge investment, bigger than any investment I'd made, a program with my mentor, Sylvie Olivier, where I worked with her for 6 months. And I knew it was a fit. And my mind was like, but you've got this thing and you've got that thing and you've already done so many things like this and none of them have worked. But this was very different. And it came from a deep knowing of like, yes, this is someone that I want to align with, that I want to be in the alignment she's in. So anytime we're learning, it doesn't matter what the principles are someone's teaching. It matters what alignment they're teaching it from, what alignment they themselves are in. And that was something I wasn't willing to see until I was. And I was like, how are the resources going to come in? Because it was, it was an $80,000 investment. And I didn't have $80,000 sitting in the bank to be like, here you go. But because I knew that this really resonated with what would contribute more to me, I chose it. And, I was paying monthly and more than that money, like way more than that money came in month after month after month after month so that I paid for the program and supported my lifestyle, my family, everything that was required. But I had to keep choosing to let the fear go. And I had to keep choosing to let the doubt go. And I had to keep choosing me. And that, repatterns your brain, reprograms your amygdala, rewires your system. Yes, 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 yes. But I wasn't trying to fix anything. I was choosing a higher level of receiving, a higher level of allowing, right? Because it's like, no, I got to do it. I make it happen. I'm going to make sure it's going to be okay. Versus like, I'm going to allow the universe to take care of me and allow resources to come in that I never imagined. And allow myself to live in the unknown so that I can be in fluidity. And so emotionally, it's like you're choosing a more serene emotional state. When fear would come up, I had no choice. Like, it's okay. And so try that when you're in fear. Just like touch your physical body. Like, body, I'm right here. I love you. It's okay. We're moving through this. And that allows you to expand into non-resistance, really, a higher state of emotion, a higher state of well-being, a higher state of harmony. Okay, how often do you do meditation? Gail, that's a great question. I have personally, and I think for a lot of people who practice yoga, allowed my life to be a meditation. And in the instant elevation, which was like the first real tool I had begun to practice, it's like, what am I doing that's creating harmony in my body? And how can I share this with others? And it broke down into these three steps. And that's where the program came from. It's a meditation that occurs in every moment of every day, in every breath. Can I be present to what I'm experiencing right now with each breath, with each word, with each moment? So if I'm on this stream, this Mind Body TV episode, and I'm sharing, or if I'm on a stage speaking to someone, or if I'm making love to my husband, or if I'm nurturing and holding my child, or whatever, eating food, am I present? Am I experiencing what I'm actually experiencing, or am I somewhere else, or shut down, or resisting it, suppressing it? And so for me, I've allowed my entire life to be as much as possible in presence, in consciousness, in awareness. And it takes a lot of courage because you've got to meet all the shit that can come up of like your own, the darkness you've held, the judgments, whatever, and really be fully alive. So for me, sometimes, when I do yoga, I'll have like a meditation after and sit with my breath and stillness. Or I'll do the instant elevation tool, which is this ABC tool of presencing my body and breathing. It's really the doorway to awakening. But I do it while I'm doing my life because great if I have like, oh, I'm going to take 20 minutes a day and then I'm just going to sit in stillness. And I do that. I love to do that. But I don't make it something I have to do. And I don't, I use it when I need it most. And it does really contribute to me. But what I've found is that it's required for me to be as present as I can every moment, not just take this time to meditate and then get back into a frenetic life. It's a really interesting thing to remember. I don't know where this comes from, but it's this idea that if you don't have time to meditate for 10 minutes, you need to meditate for 20 minutes. And I do subscribe to that. When I get into the delusion that I'm busy, I don't have time, I don't have energy, I don't have blah, 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 I let myself snap out of it. And I like force myself to take an hour or to take 45 minutes and like purposely go into a stillness. And that's because I know the chaos in my life of not enough time, not enough energy, not enough money is only a reflection of the chaos within me. So if that's what's appearing, I'm like, wait a minute, nope, we're not going there. I'm not buying into busy. I refuse to be in a busy life. It is, life is too precious to do it from urgency and busy. So I will go into a meditation at a time like that and be like, I'm tuning out. And it always results in the reflection of that in my life. Serenity, ease, problems work out themselves, more time, all the money I need, all of the resources I need comes in effortlessly. Okay, Chrissy, I'm going to listen to this talk again and allow more understanding to surround me and sink in. This is so good. Welcome. So glad to have you here. All right. And Gail asks, as we are releasing resistance within ourselves, are we contributing to the expansion of the whole? Yes, 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 yes. It's a real principle that's emerging in science now that we are deeply connected, that we are not actually separate, that no part of our body is separate. Like your kidney's not really separate from your lungs. They're very interrelated and interconnected. You know, we used to do medicine from that space of separation. Here's the guy who's going to take care of your kidney. Here's the guy who's going to take care of your lung. Here's the guy that's going to take care of your left hand. Here's the guy that's going to take care of your right hand. Very separate, but it obviously has failed miserably. In our bankrupt medical system, that isn't the truth of the body. That isn't the truth of health. And we've had to come into a new alignment in our awareness about how the body works and what creates health in order to have health care that works, our wellness care that works. When we look at ourselves and others in separation, it's the same thing. It's an illusion. We can plan it and experience ourselves as separate. We're not, in fact, separate. So yes, when we allow more love and embracing of ourselves, it allows more for the whole. Lisa says, if one tool doesn't work for pain, fear, frustration, do I just keep trying different tools? Feel what resonates for you. Feel what really brings harmony for you and practice that. All right. What else? We've got a lot of questions here. Super, super excited to have everybody on this session, especially for those listening to the recording later on. So shout out to you and thank you for your comments and posts. Christine, beautiful. Why does it feel like it gets worse before it gets better? Because these are the things you've suppressed. It's like you put that anger or that fear underneath the rug and you're like, I don't want to look at that. And you put a lot of energy into suppressing it. Now all that energy that's going into suppressing it is like, required in order to have the dream life and the dream lover and the dream job or the health that I want. And it's like, whoa, I can't keep using this energy to suppress my fear. I want to use this energy to allow the manifestation of this beautiful life. I'm ready for an amazing life. So now all of a sudden, all the shit comes up and you're like, but all this fear. So it's the exact thing that's kept you from receiving bliss and joy and abundance that is to be dealt with and is to be experienced. And so sometimes, not always, but it's like when you release the resistance, all the things you've resisted emerge. You don't need to fear them. You actually have everything you need to move through them. So use your breath, feel into them. You can use EFT or a tool like that to allow yourself to release those emotions or to come into non-resistance with those emotions. Okay. Where do I look to see this video again? Lisa, we will post this on my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim DeRamo. We also email it every week. If you subscribe at drkimd.com, you'll get the email with this. And also there's usually another resource or another video that I send in those emails each week, drkimd.com. That's also where you'll find the diagnostic quiz. You kind of go through a little quiz to see, oh, do I fit into one of these categories of battling my body, primal fear, perpetual victim, where I'm buying into these beliefs that are suppressing me. So it's a short, easy quiz, but it can give you some insight. And then at that same link, drkimd.com, when you subscribe, when you do the quiz, it sends you like a prescriptive tool to open that, to release battling your body, to release that perception that life is happening to me and I'm a victim and there's nothing I can do, to release the fear that I'm not enough or that something's wrong with me. So the video that I created, it will come and send you, it'll help walk you through exactly what to do to begin to really release that pattern. Stuart, I've been using the IEV program, I think you probably mean the IEP program, and have been able to reduce my anxiety greatly. I no longer have the daily waves of anxiety. Since reducing my anxiety, I've noticed that when I try to plan for something in the future, I start feeling bad. Is this my body telling me to slow down? Is there more energy that needs to be released? It's good because you're aware of, so just to be aware of your body, like, oh wow, now that I'm planning the future thing, oh, I'm aware my body's registering some disharmony. So all you need to do is just come into awareness of that and take heed. Like, okay, so I don't need to do that right now. I can let go of, it might be the way I'm going about the planning. Like, I got to do this, I got to do that. Maybe there's some urgency. And it's like the body saying, no, 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 Stuart, you don't need to buy into that. Come back into serenity, come back into harmony. And since you've been practicing the Instant Elevation program, the Instant Elevation tool, you have way more awareness of where you're resonating right now. I started to say about half an hour ago that there is a lag where your physical body, so you sort of emanate from your energy body, you emanate a frequency, and then that creates physical changes, it creates chemical changes, hormonal changes, changes in your digestion and your bodily function. So the body's like, I can't digest those foods, I'm inflamed. And you manifest symptoms, but there's a lag where you can be in a energetic disharmony, but it hasn't caused the physical alteration yet. It's not an instantaneous thing. So if you get lab work or whatever, it's like, oh, your labs aren't showing any of this. But if you keep practicing that disharmonic alignment, it will eventually lead to a physical discrepancy that can be, you know, calculated in some way. It will eventually lead. So it's like a downstream thing. So if you're in the awareness of your body and you're like, whoa, I'm in disharmony right now, you don't need to wait for it to manifest physically and then get a lab test and then see, oh, here's the problem and address it on the physical level. It doesn't even address the underlying problem. You don't need to wait for that to happen. You can come back into energetic alignment. Likewise, and that's why someone was asking before about, they can't find any abnormalities on my labs. So likewise, when we come into energetic alignment, it can be a lag before the physical body completely repairs. For me, it was, I think, very, very quick. It was like within a week, 10 days, my body no longer had those symptoms. But it could be longer, it could be months, it could be years, especially if it's something really, really ingrained. It isn't a matter of how severe the problem is and how long it will take for it to get better. Anita Morjani is a great example of that, where she had stage 4 lymphoma, cancer, dying on hospice, you know, died and came back to life. And they found no trace of a single cell of cancer in her body after she went through this energetic alignment, after she came into a new harmonic. She knew that the cancer wasn't there anymore, but the doctors were like digging and digging and digging and like, we got to find it. It was here yesterday. It's got to be here today. And she, in fact, was free from cancer and has done amazing work in the world to share about this. So, yes, your body's telling you, it might be to slow down, Stuart. It might be to just back off a little, like, well, that's not the way you need to approach it. Maybe planning is okay, but not the urgency in which you're planning. Or maybe it's like, no, you don't need to look in the future and plan. Just, you know, be here now. And when planning feels right, you'll know. So great paying attention. Joanne says, Kim, it's always great to hear this message again, but trying to shut the mind off is tough and but much more beneficial. Yeah, and sometimes we don't even need to shut the mind off so much as like just come into the heart. Just, you're in a circus. The mind can just be like totally monkey mind. And I'm like, all right, I'm here with all of it, and I can be in harmony with what's happening exactly as it is. Okay, I'm going to look through the rest of these questions. I'm just about to get on a Skype session with a private client, and it's been a longer episode today, but I'm super excited for this topic, obviously. I can be found at drkimd.com if you're interested in more. You definitely, you know, subscribe there, and we will be connecting there. Our next live program is starting in the spring. I'm about to have my baby in a few weeks, so we'll definitely, if you can see the belly there, we'll definitely be sending out, there he is, he's going to be here soon. We'll be sending something out for, you know, when we take a break from these episodes, because I'll probably take a few weeks at that time. But we'll make sure to let you know. I'm typically here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and I will see you here for Mind Body TV. Sending you so much love. And the Instant Elevation Program, a lot of people have been asking about that. That's ongoing. You can come in anytime, and we have a Facebook group called the Mind Body Community. Well, I'll assist you through that, but that's a good place to start if you want to go deeper into this work and deeper into really establishing a harmonic in the body. And that's at drkimd.com/IEP, Instant Elevation Program, but it's on the website as well. So yes, Melanie is saying, can I ask a way to help my young children to implement this in their lives? Oh, I'm so glad I saw this comment. I do have, probably going to be out in the spring, but there's a program using EFT for kids and using mind body medicine and mind body tools for kids. So certainly, yeah, I know you're already subscribed, Melanie, but you'll be hearing about that as soon as I complete that program, because I love what this work does for kids. They're much more energetically aware than adults tend to be, because we've trained it out of ourselves. And I've seen incredible things with kids' health, chronic problems with kids, chronic behavioral problems, chronic anxiety in kids, abdominal pain in kids, headaches, all kinds of things that kids will have that's not getting better. And when they come into this harmonic and learn how to release their energy system, or just how to interact with their energy system, it is incredible what it does for their health. The most important things we can do for our kids is what we are doing within our own system. It's not like it's out there. When I have seen parents come into alignment with the Instant Elevation Program or the tools that we're sharing here, a lot of times they will tell me, oh my gosh, my kid doesn't have this problem anymore. My kid is all of a sudden behaving in a really harmonic way, or my kid doesn't have, you know, this illness anymore, because they, the parent, have come into a new energetic alignment. You are very connected with your kids. Thank you, Ivana, and thank you everyone for your beautiful comments and your questions, and I look forward to seeing you in the future, and certainly reach out in the MindBody community if there are other questions that come up. Again, I'm at drkimd.com sharing my love with you, and I'll see you next week or see you otherwise soon. Bye.